Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 17 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Sufferings Produce Hope. Timothy Keller once said, "In Jesus Christ, God experienced the greatest depths of pain. Therefore, though Christianity does not provide the reason for each experience of pain, it provides deep resources for actually facing suffering with hope and courage rather than bitterness and despair." The text for today is Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that sufferings produce endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." Martin Luther said, "Romans is the chief part of the New Testament and is truly the purest gospel." John Piper declared that Romans is the most important theological Christian work ever written. J.I. Packer wrote, "All roads in the Bible lead to Romans. When the message of Romans gets into a person's heart, there's no telling what may happen." One of the major themes of Romans is justification by faith. Justification by faith means that our right standing before God cannot result from the works that we have done. God requires a perfect righteousness that could never result from our performance of good works. The only righteousness acceptable to God is found in the work of his sinless Son, Jesus Christ. The righteousness that God requires for our justification is credited to our spiritual account when we place our faith in Jesus Christ. Romans 5 begins by unveiling a further blessing that comes from justification by faith. When we are saved by faith, we obtain access to peace and grace. This leads us to celebration with a hope-filled life, knowing that we will see the glory of God. We would never be able to live with God's peace and have confident hope if our salvation could be obtained by our own good works. We would always live in doubt and fear that our works aren't good enough. But since our salvation is dependent on what Jesus has done rather than our own efforts, we can live with complete confidence that Jesus' life, death, and resurrection satisfied the Father's requirement for the payment of our sins. Romans 5, 3 through 4 follows an incredible truth that we can rejoice in our sufferings. Timothy Keller further clarifies this statement. "Christians rejoice in suffering. There is no joy in the actual troubles themselves. God hates the pain and the troubles of this life, and so should we. Rather, a Christian knows that suffering will have beneficial results. A Christian is not a stoic who faces suffering by just gritting their teeth. Christians look through the suffering to the certainties. They rest in the knowledge that troubles will only increase their enjoyment and appreciation of those certainties." To better understand this truth, you have to work through Paul's progression. Paul said that we can celebrate through our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. So, you can discover from Paul's sequence that suffering ultimately produces hope. Keller further explains how Romans 5:5 connects to Paul's overall discussion that we are saved by faith and not by works. Paul's addition of verse 5 right after verses 3 and 4 seemed to mean that Christians who focus single-mindedly on prayer and obedience to God, and who therefore grow in confidence, will experience more of his love during suffering, an outpouring of God's love into our hearts. Many Christians testify that they feel more of God's presence and love during suffering because it makes them focus on and trust in him more. Here is Paul's amazing assertion. When he shows that suffering starts a chain reaction that leads to hope, he is saying that the benefits of justification are not only not diminished by suffering, but they are also enlarged by it. In other words, if you face suffering with a clear grasp of justification by grace alone, your joy in that grace will deepen. On the other hand, if you face suffering with a mindset of justification by works, the suffering will break you, not make you. Consider how suffering affects people who are seeking salvation by works. Self-justifiers are always insecure at a deep level because they know they aren't living up to their standards, but they cannot admit it. So when suffering hits, they immediately feel they are being punished for their sins. They cannot take confidence in God's love. Since their belief that God loves them is inadequately based, suffering shatters them. Suffering drives them away from God rather than toward Him. It is when we suffer that we discover what we are trusting and hoping in, ourselves or God. A correct belief leads to a proper mindset. When we believe the truth that justification occurs through faith alone, we can understand more fully how suffering actually produces hope. Please take a few moments to consider these questions. Are you putting your trust in your good works or in what Jesus has already done? How does a works-based mentality leave you hopeless? How does a faith-based perspective produce hope? In what ways can you, as Timothy Keller said, look through the suffering to their certainties? And finally, how does the following statement give you hope in the midst of suffering? Hope for sufferers is rooted in the fact that they've not been singled out or forsaken, but that what is painful has a purpose. If suffering has a purpose, then there is a reason to believe that good things will come out of what doesn't seem good. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a great day.